Hey there, it's Travis with Soundcheck Entertainment, and I'm at Boots and Hearts 2023 with Canadian country rock star Corey Marks. Hey Corey, you're returning to Boots and Hearts. You're not a stranger to this facility. Now you get the big stage. How does it feel opening up for Bailey Zimmerman, Hardy, and Nickelback?
It feels great. I mean, it's good to be back on the main stage. I was there in 2016 with Sam Hunt and Dierks Bentley. So to kick things off and blow the roof off for the rest of the gang tonight, it's going to be a good time.
I seen earlier this week you posted your second most added song in America on U.S. Active Rock Radio behind the Foo Fighters. I guess that's kind of like a number one, really, though.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are ghosts. They're the legends. I know everybody loves them, and I grew up, you know, listening to those guys and playing hockey and just such a great band, great talent, sweet souls. And to have a song back up there, you know, a couple years ago with Outlaws and Outsiders, it made me the first male Canadian country artist to have to achieve U.S. top 10 status at rock radio and landed number 3 in Germany. So to be back on the airwaves in America is just such an honor, and I'm extremely thankful for it.
Actually, that was my next question. Outlaws and Outsiders, how did you end up writing the song, like getting Travis Tritt and I've Moody on the song? Like,
well, through my producer Kevin Churko and some few connections with the label, and you know, this song Outlaws and Outsiders, when I wrote it back in 2015, it was just, you know, really how I was feeling at the time, and still do every now and then, you know. But when we thought of the features, I didn't want just anybody. I wanted artists that were you know, that could definitely relate to the song and the message. And obviously, as you know, Travis Tritt, country music icon, was a little bit of an outlaw himself, or an outsider, as you'd say, with that rock and vibe, southern rock. But of course, you know, Five Finger Death Punch are, you know, the extremely very talented band, and they're kicking lots of ass too, and they're doing their own thing. I don't even have to mention you know, or explain Motley Crue with Mick Mars, of course, on guitar on that track. They were definitely all outsiders, so they fit into the song perfectly.
I'm actually named after Travis Tritt as well.
No way.
So that's how much of a
that's awesome.
So Blame It on the Devil, that's my favorite song. How did that one come to be?
Well, probably an experience here at Boots and Hearts at one point. You know, it's basically just a, you know, a fun country rock stomp and party anthem. Just really set to, you know, get the mood going. And it's just kind of one of those feel-good drinking songs. And based on, I mean, if you listen to the lyrics, it's just some stuff that I've been through and experienced in the past. I'm sure a lot of people have too. And I always say, when you get into a little bit of trouble, just blame it on the devil.
It's a good thing to live by.
Yeah.
And so I seen you at Burlington Sound of Music there. You had a new song, Snowbird. You had the guy in the crowd there just off to my left there. How was that?
Like, that was you know, that was the first time I played that song live, and it was intimidating to have Seamus, who was a former Snowbird and fighter pilot as well, flying the CF-18 Hornet, but he was a lead solo for the team a few years back, and actually took me for a flight before hitting the stage. We buzzed the waterfront low and fast, which is really exciting, especially when you're flying with an ex fighter pilot and now doctor. So super unachiever, that guy. But it was. No, it was really great. It was a great experience. My mom and dad were there. My dog was there, my girlfriend and everything. And to be able to play that song is a bit of a Canadian anthem for me. So Snowbirds is, and they've always held a special place in my heart. So I felt it was you know, a tribute to them, all our men and women of the Canadian Forces, and of course the Snowbirds Air Demonstration Team.
And your drummer thought you were joking when you're like, not a joke.
Yeah.
The ba-boom.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
But that's, I think, all I have for you. So thanks for the time, and good luck with everything in the future.
Thank you, Travis. Appreciate it.